Remembering a President. Just 1,000 days after taking the oath of office in a glittering inauguration ceremony, in which he also called on Americans to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, the presidency of John Fitzgerald Kennedy ended abruptly when an assassin's bullet took his life on the streets of Dallas, Texas. Each year, the events of November 21, 1963, from the moment Air Force One arrived at Love Field until Kennedy was pronounced dead at Parkland Memorial Hospital, are meticulously chronicled in newspaper and magazine articles and on television news programs. Once again, we are witnesses to haunting images of President and Mrs. Kennedy riding through the streets in their open Lincoln convertible, smiling and waving to enthusiastic crowds of spectators. And we relive the horror and anguish felt around the world when a lethally wounded president slumps into his wife's lap, never to regain consciousness. That Kennedy's assassination made an indelible impression upon the psyche of an entire generation is understandable. What is remarkable is that nearly half a century later, the anniversary of his death is still marked by an immense outpouring of grief and condolences. While family members gather to commemorate his passing at Arlington National Cemetery, crowds assemble in Washington and Dallas to mourn Kennedy's death and exchange stories about where they were and what they were doing when they heard the news of his assassination. 1 week after Kennedy's death, President Lyndon Johnson called on Chief Justice Earl Warren to convene a commission comprising a panel of distinguished citizens to investigate the facts and circumstances of the assassination. The commission was also charged with investigating the death of the alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald had been captured within hours of the shooting after killing a uniformed officer and fleeing to a movie theater in an attempt to elude police. Less than 18 hours after his arrest, Oswald himself became a victim of homicide, shot by Jack Ruby, a local nightclub owner, while being transferred at Dallas Police Headquarters in full view of a national TV audience. After 9 months of investigation, the unanimous conclusion of the Warren Commission was that Lee Harvey Oswald alone shot President Kennedy, and there was no evidence that either Oswald or Ruby was part of any kind of assassination conspiracy. Over the years, the findings of the Warren Commission have been hotly disputed in numerous books and articles. Many critics believe that the commission merely scratched the surface in a superficial investigation that was flawed by placing too much trust in FBI and CIA investigators. Multiple conspiracy theories have arisen, ranging from the plausible to the absurd, including purported plots by the Mafia, Soviet Union, and Fidel Castro, any of whom might have wanted to settle a score with the Kennedy administration. Some of the more bizarre theories hold that the assassination was ordered by the CIA or even then Vice President Johnson, enabling him to assume the office of his predecessor. While the bulk of the theories have been rejected due to lack of tangible evidence, a 1979 congressional committee formally questioned the methods of the Warren Commission and admitted the possibility that its conclusions were erroneous. However, the committee stated that the commission had acted in good faith and done its utmost to discern the truth concerning the assassination, based on the evidence available at the time. The presence of so many conspiracy theories can be attributed to human psychology. People are unable to accept simple explanations for an event of such magnitude. Considering the historical context in which the assassination took place, when the so-called Soviet menace was at the forefront of public fears, it is not surprising that many would suspect an international plot to kill the president, who had had harrowing confrontations with the Soviets and communist Cuba. It is noteworthy, however, that speculation about the assassination, like the public expression of grief, has failed to subside with the passage of time. The growth of the Internet has given new life to conspiracy theories, which flourish like never before on web pages and in chat room discussions. In spite of the ubiquitous nature of the theories, the circumstances and individuals associated with the assassination are likely to remain enigmas. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, on the other hand, will remain a luminous figure in the minds of those who were alive when he was president. This is in spite of recent biographies that have cast Kennedy in a more critical light, claiming that his term in office was not as brilliant as previously thought, and that his achievements, when fully scrutinized, fall short of public perceptions. Like others who died before their time, Kennedy has already passed out of the confines of historical analysis and into the realm of myth. He will forever be remembered as the youthful and vibrant president who inspired a nation and the world. 1. Why are there still so many conspiracy theories in regard to JFK's assassination? 2. Give one example of the conspiracy theories regarding the assassination of President Kennedy.